Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
A man who needs no introduction.
The Black Information Network is committed to bringing you up-to-the-date news stories that are relevant, informative, and inspiring. And while news stories are always being updated and others are breaking, we understand that you need to be in the know all week long. Welcome to your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja. All right, first up, all the way from Washington, D.C., compliments of the Associated Press, President Joe Biden, who took office aiming to steady a nation convulsed by the coronavirus pandemic and the January 6th insurrection, clinched a second straight Democratic nomination Tuesday and set up an all but certain rematch with the predecessor he blames for destabilizing the country. Biden became his party's presumptive nominee when he won enough delegates in Georgia. That pushed Biden's count past 1,968 for a majority of delegates to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this August, where his nomination will be made official. Former President Donald Trump is expected to clinch the Republican nomination shortly. Biden, who mounted his first bid for president 37 years ago, did not face any serious Democratic challengers to his run for re-election at age 81. That's despite facing low approval ratings and a lack of voter enthusiasm for his presidency, driven in part by his age. Just 38% of U.S. adults approve of how Biden is handling his job as president, while 61% disapprove, according to a recent survey by the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. So, no surprises here. This is just kind of the next step in the process. He has secured the delegates necessary to clinch the Democratic nomination formally. And so we will expect nothing less, not that we would have. And of course, this is interesting, and it has us continuing to ask the questions, you know, how did we get here? If you're like me, you recall Joe Biden running as a single term president. He was the man at the time that we needed to get Trump out of office. He was not as far left as Bernie Sanders. He had enough experience to win away a lot of independents who may have voted for Trump, but were less than enthusiastic about a second Trump term. And a lot of the bona fide Republicans that, you know, were never Trumpers, the bona fide Republicans that espoused the philosophy of the Lincoln Project. In other words, people that would not vote for Donald Trump, but felt like they needed to preserve democracy. Joe Biden represented a solid choice that wouldn't take the country too far left in their opinion and in their estimation. And so, again, him being the man for the job at the time, you know, we understand that entirely. And now, of course, the thinking is that if Joe Biden beat Donald Trump once, he can do it again. But we all have to bear in mind that this is a different Joe Biden. This is a Joe Biden that has had the reins of the country. This is a Joe Biden that was able to make promises to a lot of the folks that voted to get him in office. And
has yet to deliver on a good number of those promises. This is the same Joe Biden that has, in a lot of people's opinions, mishandled our relationship with Israel and Palestine. And a lot of people feel very strongly about these and other things. His immigration policies, his age, of course, and other things. And so this Joe Biden may not be the same Joe Biden that the Democratic establishment felt was appropriate for the job. However, again, we're asking the question, how did we get here? Because a lot of articles, a lot of polling, a lot of people are suggesting that this is one of the least enthusiastic presidential races that we will have to participate in. But this is where we are. And it appears as though Joe Biden is our guy. So onward. Moving on. This comes from KTLA. One of hip hop's biggest icons will be honored in Los Angeles next week. The legendary Dr. Dre will receive his own star on the world famous Hollywood Walk of Fame on March 19th. The Compton-born superstar has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide, plus another 7 million when he was a part of NWA. Dr. Dre's star will be placed at 6840 Hollywood Boulevard, where it will sit next to longtime friend and fellow hip-hop legend Snoop Dogg. Snoop will also be part of the ceremony to unveil Dr. Dre's star. He will be giving a speech along with record executive Jimmy Iovine. Dre has won 8 Grammys for various roles throughout his music career. The 59-year-old is also the co-founder of Beats Headphones with Iovine in 2006. Dr. Dre's star will be the 2,775th to be placed on the Walk of Fame. So, you know, Dr. Dre's list of accomplishments is so far that many of us might have already thought that he had a star on the Walk of Fame. This was news to me. I just assumed that it was there, but he's finally getting his star. And I think it was inevitable that he would have received a star there, but I guess it's just a matter of timing for him. And you know, this is Black excellence. This is California excellence. You know, as a Californian, you know, I'm from Compton. So I'm always proud to see people from Compton, people that represent Compton, being recognized for their contributions to, you know, the world. There's a lot of hopelessness, a lot of fear, a lot of negativity associated with Compton, California. So anytime that there's a light that can be shined on Compton, it certainly makes me happy. And of course, here on the Black Information Network, we applaud excellence such as this.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is your Midweek Memo on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast with me, your host, Ramses Ja.
All right, a little bit more with music news. This coming from CNN. On Tuesday, Beyoncé announced via her site and social media that her forthcoming album is Act 2, Cowboy Carter, and set to arrive March 29th. In a recent interview with Knox News, Dolly Parton was asked about speculation Beyoncé had recorded one of Parton's hits for her new album. Quote, "Well, I think she has. I think she's recorded Jolene, and I think it's probably going to be on her country album, which I'm very excited about that," unquote, Parton said. The queen of country music has great admiration for Queen B. Quote, "I love her," Parton said about Beyoncé. She goes on to say, "She's a beautiful girl and a great singer. We've kind of sent messages back and forth through the years," she added. "And she and her mother were like fans, and I was always touched that they were fans, and I always thought she was great," unquote. This is not the first time she's spoken about Beyoncé. After Beyoncé's new single, Texas Hold'em, hit the top of the country chart, Parton posted a statement on social media. Quote, "I'm a big fan of Beyoncé and very excited that she's done a country album," Parton wrote in her statement. She goes on to say, "So congratulations on your Billboard Hot Country number one single." So, a shout out to Beyoncé. And, you know, shout out to Dolly Parton. I remember us reporting on kind of the backlash when Beyoncé decided to go country. And there were a lot of folks that were upset about that. A lot of folks had a lot to say about Beyoncé recording a country album. And, of course, around here, we exposed the very black roots of country music. And rock music and pretty much all the Western music that we enjoy. You can trace it to a slave field somehow. And so Beyoncé is well within her rights. She's well in her lane if she chooses to make a country album. But of course, as I mentioned, a lot of people had a lot to say about that. Well, I think if the queen of country herself says that she's a big fan of Beyoncé and excited about this country album, then really, we don't have to listen to too many other folks. And obviously, Beyoncé with that number one, I think that speaks for itself. So shout out to Beyoncé one more time. And I hope the album is a big hit. All right. Finally, this coming from the Black Information Network. Only one black person made Forbes' list of the highest paid actors of 2023. Forbes released its annual highest paid actors list last week, with Denzel Washington being the only black person to make the rankings. Out of the 10 highest paid actors, Washington came in last on the list, reportedly earning $24 million for his roles in 2023, according to Forbes. Washington made the highest paid actors list alongside Adam Sandler, who topped the rankings with his reported $73 million. Margot Robbie followed Sandler with $59 million in earnings. Tom Cruise, Ryan Gosling, Matt Damon, Jennifer Aniston, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, and Ben Affleck also made the list. The rankings come amid criticisms from Taraji P. Henson that other black actors about pay disparities in Hollywood. So, you know, when you think of the black actors in Hollywood, when you think of the famous names, when you think of the Will Smiths and the Kevin Harts and the Idris Elbas and the, you know, that's a very long list. And you recognize that there's only one that made the list in last place, Denzel Washington, who you would imagine would be maybe a little higher up on that list. Maybe there's some credibility to, well, there's certainly some credibility to what Taraji P. Henson is saying. Of course, we've known that for years, but maybe this runs deeper than she even knows, than we even know. Now that, of course, is speculation. Maybe this is just how 2023 shaked out. Maybe 2022 and 2024 were and will be different. But it's just interesting to note that this is where Denzel lands, and he is one name among a plethora of Black actors that we would consider royalty in that field. And so I certainly know that I'll be watching a little bit more closely because, you know, I don't really give too much attention to entertainment news, that sort of stuff. But when I see patterns, as I do, admittedly, you know, it starts to make me scratch my head and wonder if there's a little bit something deeper there. So, you know, again, Taraji P. Henson may be onto something because, you know, what she's saying about Black women is, again, something that we've known for some time. But again, maybe it runs deeper. And now we're watching. So we'll keep paying attention. I implore you to do the same. And if you find out something, please, you can always reach out and let us know. And of course, my job is to reach out and let you know what I find out. So don't forget, these and other stories can be found at binnews.com.
This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I am your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media. And join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.